I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. In the presidential election of 1800, President John Adams lost re-election to Thomas Jefferson, his bitter rival. Control of Congress also changed hands. In the lame duck period between the November election and the inauguration of Jefferson on March 4th, Congress passed a law creating 6 new federal courts while giving the Supreme Court the power to issue writs of mandamus to, quote, persons holding office under the authority of the United States. Concurrently, Adams also appointed William Marbury to be a justice of the peace for the District of Columbia. In the literal last hours of his presidency, Adams signed Marbury's commission. But that commission was not delivered to Marbury until after the presidency had passed to Thomas Jefferson. Jefferson immediately ordered Secretary of State James Madison not to deliver it. Marbury filed suit demanding a writ of mandamus from the Supreme Court, ordering that Madison deliver his commission. In a future episode, we'll learn how that suit would lead to the first landmark decision of the Supreme Court. New laws and court rulings on existing laws can have an impact on your company's exposure to insurable risk. That's why it's important at every policy anniversary to comprehensively review your coverage. Before you renew a policy, schedule a no-cost consultation with a Hibbs Hallmark & Company insurance professional. Visit HibbsHallmark.com.